Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's happening in Syria?
CBN is reporting that there are reports that Israeli warplanes have attacked a shipment of Russian missiles inside a Syrian government stronghold. And this is according to a U.S. security official. This attack took place on Wednesday. And this is serious because these Russian shipments were already there.
Mm-hmm. So Russians were shipping.
It was their shipment of whatever missiles they brought in. Russia, yes.
To Syria.
They were in the country of Syria.
Mm-hmm. Just for a geography lesson, this is that like the hat on the head of Israel. This is how close it is to Israel.
Right. And we just found out, the most powerful man in the world, according to Forbes magazine.
Right.
He just dropped off a couple of missiles off into Syria, and Israel basically took those out. Of course, Israel's not confirming that they did this. Mm-hmm. My understanding of their policy is that they don't, from what I've read here, you know, in news. But you got to understand that Israel's not going to remain silent. I mean, last time that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu came to the United States and actually came to the United Nations, he basically laid out and told us in plain English that Israel's alone. Israel is alone, and they have no more backing, and particularly what's happening in Syria. You're looking at a civil war. Over 100,000 deaths have occurred there. We were at one point getting ready to take away these chemical weapons, and all of a sudden it's like, watch, you know, right hand, watch the left hand. Putin gave some suggestions to our president, and it's no longer a reality. But understand that just because it's not on the media outlets, just because you're not hearing about this, this is not something that Israel's going to close their eyes and turn away from. It is a very real and present danger to them, and they will take action.
And it's so important, too, to realize that this Sunday is the Sunday, and we need to do it 365 days a year, but we're going to pray for the persecuted church.
Yeah.
You know, and we are about to, I'm just fixing to be able to have something available for you here in just a moment, that CBN News is reporting how the church is caught in the crossfire of what's taking place and what you're talking about. And we have to pay attention. 20% of the population, in serious Christians. Remember, the part of the oldest, oldest part of the church in the history
Damascus.
Of the church. Yeah, Damascus and all, and that's where Paul was when he was blinded, and when he went there to be able to stay at the Straight Street.
Kind of where his organization got reorganized.
Yeah, Ananias came down and prayed for him, and it's like, listen, we at the church. That's a significant part of the birthing of the Gentiles. What happened in Syria there, mm-hmm. and they're being caught in the crossfire. As a matter of fact, listen up right now. The CBN is reporting about how Syrian Christians are being caught in this brutal Islamic civil war that's taking place.
Christians in Syria are under attack by Muslim rebels, the same rebels who are fighting against President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Thousands have fled their homes during the civil war, but some are staying put and continue to attend church in the midst of all the violence. Dale Hurd has the story.
In a country torn by a violent civil war, the sound of a church bell ringing stands in stark contrast to the sounds of gunfire and bombs that have become the norm. Many Christians have fled Syria. Others stand their ground, risking their lives to attend church.
Even when there are bombs and shellings, as you see, there are many people in the churches because they see the only hope in the prayer.
Christians are one of the largest religious minorities in Syria. They make up about 10% of the country's population of 23 million people and have found themselves caught in the middle of the brutal civil war. Sunni-led Muslim rebels fighting the government have repeatedly shelled predominantly Christian neighborhoods in Damascus. In addition, Al-Qaeda-linked fighters have desecrated churches in areas they have seized. Sami Amir is a Christian from eastern Damascus.
They are targeting specifically a Christian area. They want people to go out, or maybe they
want them to be with the, against the regime.
The attack on Christians has Syria's religious minorities deeply concerned about the growing role of Islamic extremism among the rebels fighting President Bashar Assad's regime. Islamic extremists took over the village of Malula last month. Yusef Nami says he and his wife crawled into a small house next to the church. They hid for 3 days until the shooting stopped. Yusef says the jihadists shouted, "Anybody who wants to convert to Islam is good. Otherwise, they will be killed." At least 32 people have been killed and dozens injured in recent weeks in the Christian district of Al-Qasa. At the start of the civil war, many Christians tried to stay neutral. But as rebel forces have become dominated by Muslim jihadis, Christians often have to side with the government. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
This is so important, praying for the persecuted church. It actually is 10% of the 20 million population in Syria, 10%, as they said. And they're faithfully going to worship God. I mean, think about this in regards to what we're seeing in America. The total opposite, where you know, American Christians versus Christian Americans is that it's turning away from God,
right?
And even in the midst of being the target and just saying we're going to stand up for God, and understand you cannot don't buy into a bill of lies saying that you can actually say I actually accept that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God just so you can live and think you're going to have eternal life. You cannot deny Jesus Christ as Lord and think that, you know, you just saved your flesh, but you just damned your soul. And so, and if you cannot tell your flesh now, no, you're how many times have you sold out just for a paycheck or just for, it's just business.
Right.
You know, it's just politics.
Sorry, Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, right. Jesus. You know, you understand. You understand we had to do that because... And it's like, that's not true. You cannot deny God's Son, who He sent to die for you, to pay the price, the only price that could be paid for you to have a relationship with Him, and then in His face tell Him, your Son's not God, your Son's not my source, and but then buzz back in 3 weeks later and say, you understood I needed to live a little bit longer. You know, I mean, ask Howard Pittman. You know, you cannot do that.
Right.
And to see these Assyrian Christians, Christian Syrians, stand up and faithfully, you know, worship God in the midst of this battle when just horrific things are taking place. I mean, my heart goes out. We need to pray for Lord God. We just pray even right
Jesus.
Now for the persecuted church, the church across the world, but right now the Christian Syrians, God, that are standing up and saying Jesus is Lord. God, keep them from compromise. Keep them by your angels, God. Keep them safe from the harm of Lucifer's children. This darkness that's trying to persecute your church. Lord, Paul said, I warned you day and night that wolves would come in amongst you and would devour you, even from your own number. Lord, I pray for the wolves that are trying to come in and destroy the Syrian church, Father God. Your people, your body, that you would prevent it, that you would send angels. And all of a sudden, just this wave, massive revival with Syrians that are held captive by darkness would leave darkness and enter into the light of your gospel, God. We just ask for this. We ask for salvation of the Syrian people, God, in Jesus' name. My goodness, it just really just disturbs me to see what's taking place in that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.